see the first book. You know what the first book was? You have to know that first.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Bill has not yet been acted on.
Thank you.
we feel that the provisions that are offered David in section 3 of the bill will adequately certify as to the identity and the fact that the record was kept in the usual course of hospital business. Another feature in the bill is the provision for copies of the records to be admissible as evidence in lieu of the original. This has long been a problem for hospitals in having the original taken away from the hospital site. These records are necessary for future care of the patient. We find that many times these records are mutilated when the parents are admitted in evidence because of the objection to information. Records come back with little bits of information put out of them, which affects the content of the record. So by submitting a photocopy or a copy of the record in lieu of the original, we would in essence be protecting the original record. Another problem in this context is the retrieval of these original records. This is very time consuming. Procedurally, the attorney who subpoenas the record is supposed to see that it gets back to the hospital. As a matter of fact, this doesn't happen. There's much time and expense involved in retrieving these original records once the legal action has been completed. There's also a provision in the bill in section 2, I believe it is, the CCA would give us more ample notice to in responding to a subpoena due to decision, section 2, subsection 1. We charge the custodian to deliver these records by mail within 5 days after receipt of the subpoena due to decision. This would give us more ample notification than we normally have in responding to a subpoena. The subpoena will have to be issued well in advance of the set trial date in order for us to comply with that provision. Another provision of the bill is in section 6, which also provides for the personal attendance of the custodian in cases where it's deemed that personal attendance is required. And in doing this, there must be a special statement on the subpoena, which indicates that the personal attendance of the custodian of hospital records and the production of original records is required. So I believe that this takes care of contingencies. We have another representative from the association who will testify as an interview concerning problems that hospitals experience in personally responding to these subpoenas. I'll be happy to answer any questions at this point. The reason this provision was put in here for two reasons. First of all, we need time to make good copies, but I think the provision here has to do with the U.S. mail system. I was trying to go through the U.S. mail for me to read from. As actually from outside the city, it can take anywhere from 4 hours to a half a day. And in both of these cases, frequently it happens, and I make this trip that it's just an utter waste of time, because somebody has failed to notify me that this case has been either settled or postponed. And this is really important, and mainly for my time, because nobody sees me on the open place for the work that has to be done when I get back to the hospital, but you can't be able to cover that. Two other states, I believe, have their past already connected, California and Idaho. And I just think it would be a tremendous time saver for any local department in Oregon.
I think for the bill provides that they may require you to be there. And I'm just wondering, does this happen to you very often? Is it really going to be next year? I don't understand.
Well, I know that some writers have to be there because you can't testify about anything except that it's up in the way you want to take the business.
Well, the bill takes two and five
years. Yes, I know that. Yes, I think it would, because I think in this instance, really, they don't care at all. These are just routine questions that they ask. And if we have time and have to do it for this effect, it takes care of it.
Well, Charlie, my point is that you don't want to take a special scientifically effort to do that.
No, we don't do this. Anything we could do maybe would be the fire and tip at the back of his writing. But we do not testify about anything in the record. The doctor.
You don't think that the judge would go out and require this person to come to the court?
Thank you.
think Hunter tells you that anybody who reads the law shows that Hunter can do. And with the illegal bill, you'd have to guess that if you didn't really know it.
Thank you.
more clear and classic than to put this number in there, or some worker like me left a house somewhere, and I read that on the phone and application.
Thank you.